Okay? Okay, so we're picking up with the sugi that we started yesterday, Shechianu, for mitzvos. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Ha'osa lulav la'atzma omer baruch Shechianu v'kiyimanu v'higyanu lizman hazeh. Ha'osa sukkah la'atzma omer baruch Shechianu. Again, then we said, when you do the mitzvah, you make the appropriate brachos. Where's the makar for this Gemara? Anyone know? What's the base? Where's this memory from? No, Menachos, we had the case from...
Who's the Aleph? From the Rambam.
No.
And Makor?
Oh, Pesachim. Zayin Amud Bet.
Look in Brachos. In the Tosefta.
Perek Zayin, Tosefta and Brachos.
Tosefta, Perek Zayin, yeah? Not Perek Vav?
Maybe it's Vav.
I take a look at the Tosefta. It's a good... I think this might be the first time all year that we're looking at Tosefta. If you have a Brachos... Tosefta in the traditional Talmud is printed usually at the very end, right?
Tosefta is the time of the Mishnah.
You have to make me feel good, or you say it?
No, I'm saying isn't that Zion?
It might.
Oh, let's look at Tosefta. Might have been looking at Tosefta.
Tosefta Shas, Tosefta, Brachos. That does look like a Zion.
Okay, good. Not crazy.
It does look like a Zion, but I think that's an error.
Yeah,
it's all the way at the end. It's the last possible part of Tosefta.
Lamed Aleph.
This is Tosefta. Page 6.
Yeah, but you gotta keep going. You gotta turn some pages, man.
Really?
No? Oh, and this Gemara is the very last one.
Meister Sheni? Are we in Meister Sheni?
Oh, so one or two pages before that. I'm sorry.
So it's
page 6.
It's Tosefta Perek. Sorry.
It's ordered differently there, actually.
Trumas.
It's right before Demai.
Brachos.
Right before Demai, yeah.
Perek Sheni.
I don't know, it's arranged differently in here.
Is it Perek Sheni, right?
It's Perek Shishi.
Perek Shishi.
Okay, so everyone see the Tosefta Tesvav?
Yeah.
Volunteer to read? Ha'osa lulav la'atzma omer baruch sheh. It's a little bit of a different gear, so we don't actually have that gear, so. Baruch shehegiyanu lizman hazeh. Right, Baruch Sheh. We have Shechianu Kimanu V'Higianu. He says it's Baruch Shehigianu Lizman Hazeh. Ukshenot LaOmer Al Natilas Love V'Tzarich LaVarich Alav Kol Shiva HaOset Tzitzis LaAtzmo Omer Baruch Shehigianu Ukshemasatif Omer Lisatif B'Tzitzis HaOset Tfilin LaAtzmo Omer Baruch Shehigianu Ukshemenichan Omer Asher Kshanam Tzotzav V'Tzivanu and so on. Problem?
We said the opposite.
Yeah, it's different. This is different. Two things are different, right? We didn't have Shechianu by Tzitzis, and we didn't have Shechianu by Tefillin. Yes,
but this is the source.
This is the source. The source of Shatz Kol is the source.
Okay.
So we love and we understand. Sukkah, we understand. Now look at Tosos. What is Tosos? Right. Let's take a look at Tosos back in Sukkah. Mm. Tosos back in Sukkah. Right. We have to explain. Tam, my shnod, yish mitzvah shetiknu, levarach shechianu. Right? Someone want to read it again, just at least the kasha?
Beginning?
Yeah, sure.
Tar lefarish tam, my shnod, yish mitzvah shetiknu, levarach shechianu, yish mitzvah shlotakinu, shlotakinu.
Right?
Vesia sukkah, velulav takinu, gidashachan hacha. Vesia sitzis tfilin, lotakinu, kinemuchal parach hatchilas.
Good.
The Mefarish of Yochanan, my Mevarich, a tefillin shel yad, a tefillin shel rosh. The Ilu lazos tefillin lo Mevarich, the lo chashavoy. Ukvokin yesh adak de ha-shechiyanu nami lo Mevarich, mi de lo chashavoy. Echein apidion ha-ben Mevarich shechiyanu, ki de isa besor perek ari psachim, the Ilu amila lo Mevarich, mi de lo chashavoy. Beperek ha-tchelas. Okay. וכן הקריאס מגילה מברך שחיינו כדי איסה בריש הקורא את המגילה עומד מאילה קריאס הלאה לא מברך. Good?
Yeah. So what do you see from here, by the way? Might as well read a little bit, really. Let's get to the rule.
Venera, the mitzvah sheyesh ala simcha tiknu
shechiyanu. Yeah, so that's the rule. That's Tosus' rule. So far. When you make Shechianu? Oh, you make Shechianu on those mitzvahs that are somehow associated with an element of Simcha. Okay. Keep going now.
Demi Varech al Kenan Chadash. Kasar Rav Shirgom, Delosan Chinan Allah. Demaskina Biparakol Maarvin.
Right, so Rashi has a different approach, mizman lezman. But what's Tosos, the first rule that Tosos proposes here? Sonya simcha. Right, so what would be included in that? What would be included in those in that category?
In simcha?
Yeah. Bidjan ben. Not mila. Gem chadashim. Again, mila maybe has simcha, but because of the tzar din yuka, we're going to avoid that.
Yeah.
Shechita, like we said yesterday, maybe you're not going to... You're not going to make shechya on the shechya on the shechita. You won't make on the kisi adam, right? Where there's an element of simcha, you'll make. Where there's no element of simcha, you won't. There's the covering of the blood after the shechita.
You do shechya on it.
That's what the Ramah says, right? We saw it yesterday.
Why is that considered a separate thing?
Separate mitzvah.
Yeah.
Separate mitzvah.
Ah, so if you've never shechted before,
right?
Then you would say shechya on the
kisi adam.
On the kisi adam. And this is the first time you ever do that mitzvah, or is this every year?
No, the way they announce it is the first time. There's no season. There is no season. It's not about mizman and mizman.
So it means we should do at least one shechting in our life. So we
not say that, and no, that's not necessarily true.
Okay, it would be cool to do one shechting.
Might be so cool. I can't tell you that. It's not cool.
Giving a
get? You mean that's simple? That's simple?
Had a scheme for a while.
You'd be really happy.
What kind of scheme?
He had a scheme though. He wanted to fill every mitzvah or something.
You can't.
Yeah, no, you can't. He wanted to fill more mitzvah stuff. He's like, what a way. The mitzvah didn't give a get. So I should get married and give a get. Just so I can get the mitzvah, I'm giving a get.
That's right.
I'm asking to go to a marriage.
I understand.
You can't do that.
He realized there was a big problem and he scrapped.
What about stealing? You should steal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this whole scheme
for
yeah,
right.
You should steal so you could do the Haitian Zag Zayla.
And leave the corporate
that's
face.
He realized it wasn't a big
deal.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's a mitzvah. I mean, it's hard. First of all, you can't. Unless you're a Kohen, you can't do all the mitzvahs.
I understand.
Right?
He's a Kohen.
And if you are a Kohen, you're still stuck.
I'm saying, okay, so he's not a woman. He's not going to be able to count the days of Nida and Zava. I mean, it's not possible. People say to keep all tired mitzvahs. It's just not true.
Right. Yeah.
You keep those mitzvahs that pertain to you.
To your category.
Right.
So you put yourself in a situation.
So, okay, some mitzvahs right. You could do that. You can get human for certain mitzvahs, but certain mitzvahs.
So you can have a certain mitzvah you can get.
Alright.
No, but I was being serious. Let's say there is a simple getting rid of the.
I know, it's a good question. That's a good question. It's a good question. I'll tell you, years ago, we knew someone who broke an engagement. It was going back like maybe 15 years ago. Guy broke his engagement. They told a certain Rosh Hashanah, and he said, Mazel Tov.
That's how everybody says that.
He said, okay, it's better, you know, better now, and then you should do it later. Mm-hmm. It's not the kind of guy who'd say something, you know, just like as a joke. So he really felt it was better now. It's worthy of Shechiyah. Okay, so let's just point out the following. There's a little bit of a problem here, because Tosos is mechalik between Sukkah and Lulav, saying that those things get Shechiyah because of what? Because of Simcha. Right? As opposed to what? As opposed to tzitzis and tefillin, you don't get shechianu, because apparently there's some element of simcha that's missing. The Tosefta makes no such chiluk. The Tosefta says, what do you make shechianu on? You read it, right? Oh, I read it.
Tefillin,
tzitzis, lulav, and sukkah. Everything's all lumped together. Let's take a look at the Rambam for a moment. You have a Rambam right there?
Can you say that the Zman Lazman is what makes it the simcha?
Yeah, sure.
Not just
Zmanim?
In addition?
This, I mean, the fact that you don't get to do it, that makes it a simcha? Not necessarily. It's an interesting point, but let's hold off on that. You want to say it is the same thing?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay. How about eating mara? Eating mara, do mizman lezman. You say that's, therefore, it's either simcha when you do it because it's.
That's me now. They just say that's a separate thing. Just
okay, but I'm just saying, not
people
always
the
case.
People do it for tomorrow. They get overwhelmed.
Okay, this is a brachos yud aleph tes. Rambam yud aleph tes.
Kol mitzvah shehi mizman lezman kigon shofar v'sukkah v'lulav v'mikra megillah v'ner chanukah.
Listen carefully.
V'chein kol mitzvah. V'chein. Yeah.
And so too.
Two separate things.
What's the other thing?
Kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shehi kinyan lo.
So the Rambam has two ideas here.
Yeah.
Something comes from Eis L'Eis, and then something that's what? Kinyan Lo. What's a Kinyan Lo?
Example?
Yeah, let's go through them. What does he list?
Kigon Tzitzis.
Tzitzis, Tefillin.
Mezuzah.
Mezuzah.
Ma'ake.
Ma'ake. All right, we don't generally make a shechianah on mezuzah.
Huh? Why not?
You make a shechianah and put a mezuzah?
Why not?
Huh?
No, I'm saying make a bracha.
How come we don't do it?
No. As I say, the Rambam passed this way. We don't necessarily pass this way.
Oh.
Okay. So what do you? Let's get back. Let's just focus on it. There's more.
I think one. Yeah.
Again.
V'chein mitzvah she'ena tadira v'ena mitzuve v'choy. Oh, sharei he domel mitzvah she'im izman zman.
Right. That's really the same. Does he give an example of that?
Go on milas b'no pidyon haben v'varach al.
We don't. So it's fine to make a shechiyano on mila. They make a besamim, and they make a shechiyano.
On mila?
Not on the mila per se. They bring out a hadassim or something. Make a
Berem
besamim. They do that at chasana also. At a chuppah, they make a Berem besamim. I think they may make a shechiyano there also. Does he mention shechiyano on the Nisim Kedushin? Not sure, but actually I don't remember that. No?
Not yet.
Not in this halacha. Okay, so let's now, can we just parse out the two shitas so far that we have? What's the Rambam's position? Regarding tzitzit and tefillin. I just want to focus on tzitzit and tefillin for now.
Is it kinyan law?
Yeah.
What, an acquirement from something that, like, what, a great expense? An expense?
Ah, we have to explain. So right now, the Rambam is aligned with which makar that we've seen?
The Tosefta.
The Rambam, like the Tosefta, holds that you make a shechianu on tzitzit and on tefillin because it's a kinyan. Whereas Tosefta says, no, you don't make a shechianu on tzitzit and tefillin because apparently it's not as great a simcha as lulav and sukkah. And then stuff needs to be explained. Now let's just throw one more thing into the pot here. You want to take out a tour? Tour chelik aleph, or a chaim. You can even take out that fancy one if you want.
Yeah,
it's simen chav beis. It's probably one of the earlier ones which might have been rebound. You might not be able to find that.
But tzitzis and tefillin are not shechianus.
According to who?
Tosfos.
According to Tosfos, that's right.
That's it?
Yeah.
He should say the siman on the outside.
However, Rambam says you do on all four of
them. Al fi chav zayin?
Chav
chav zayin,
yeah.
Chav chav zayin? I didn't think it was such a big spread.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine.
Basil,
what's that?
You need
bathe on this. No, I don't need bathe. I need aleph minus.
So right now we're contrasting Tosfos with Rambam.
Tosfos and Rambam, right.
And so Rambam says you do a shechianu in all four lulav, sukkah, tzitzis, and tefillin.
Yes.
Okay.
The Torah writes in Simen Chaf Beis. Probably such a big spread. You tell me. One little line here. Or it's a line, a little bit more than a line. Ha'osa tzitzis la'atzmo, mevarach shechianu. Nis'atefo, mevarach li'is'atef tzitzis.
That's it?
What does that sound like?
Tzitzis shechianu.
Yeah, I'm saying Rambam. Right? Rambam. Yeah. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, whoa, one second, Tor, what are you talking about? How can you say by tzitzis that you make a shechianu, but not what?
Tefillin.
Not what about tefillin? I understand if you want to paskin.
So wait.
What?
We did the
another guy? Tor.
You just
read
me.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef writes the following. Okay. Says how come the Torah doesn't also paskin that you need shechianu by tefillin and by mezuzah? The Harambam pasak levarich. The nira the Rabbeinu nimshach achad asatosos perik lulu harava. They mevarch shechianu al siyas tefillin. Afagav the mashmir devarim the gam betzitzus lo tiknu lo kasu kach elafishalom matzo betalma levarich alze. Rabbeinu lefi shemotze betosefta shepasakim agabe tzitzis kasva b'sifro v'svile de betzitzis vaday kiven she'al yoda yizkar kol mitzos Hashem ika simcha. Beis Yosef is saying, you know what? The Torah is really going like the Tosos. What's the rule of Tosos? Simcha. So why are you making Shechiyano by Tzitzis? Oh, because when you do the mitzvah of Tzitzis, Pamisha. Vada kivan shal yoda yuska kol mitzvos Hashem ika simcha ba pamrishon kishalovshon.
What is
the Beis Yosef?
One second. I'd rather go a different way and say you're more simcha with Tzitzis because you're always it's a out of what's out there.
But it's only you do
you're
once.
Always getting that mitzvah when you're wearing it as opposed to every other.
It's filmed like that also though. It's filmed like that also.
Practically, people don't wear tefillin on that.
That's only now.
So what is pamrishon?
First time. The first time you put on tzitzis, you're so happy. You're so happy. Why? Because this mitzvah is the one that reminds you about all the other mitzvahs. You're going to remember all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Ikas simcha pam rishon kishalov shen masha ain't came with tefillin. Why? Kevin the tzrichin gufnaki v'ikamora v'onesh. Since you get a lot of penalties if you don't do the mitzvah of tefillin properly, and it's harder to be in the proper state such that you can do tefillin. Like a simcha. Right, person who wears tefillin, he's not so happy. He's very fearful. He's in awe.
You know who's commenting on the Torah here?
The Beis Yosef, Maran. Maran. Maran Shulchan Aruch. Lek a simcha. V'hu adin b'mezuzah. What about mezuzah? He's got to say all the same thing. Why no simcha mezuzah? Lek a simcha tfeimi b'shar mitzvah. There's no simcha any greater than another mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah shal simcha per se. It's not a mitzvah that involves simcha. Simcha, you could say lulav is simcha. You could say sukkah is simcha. That we understand. But to say that mezuzah is simcha? No. Ah, so what about tzitzis? Tzitzis, you have to come up with this chiddush and say tzitzis is unique in the sense that a person is so happy now he's able to be involved in this mitzvah which constantly reminds him of tayag mitzvos. Maria Barov calls it the Tam Rabbeinu Hava Mitam Kana Kelim Chadashim. Maria Barov says, no, you know why? It's no different than any other Kelim Chadashim. Like the Baal Eter says. Okay. V'yishlut Mo'odim Kein Af Bolot Tzitzis Chayv Levarich V'sudim Mashma Vashon Rabbeinu V'arambam Alright, so let's recap. We have Tosos, we have the Rambam, then we have the Tor. Tor seems to be somewhere in the middle. Beis Yosef says, you know why? Really, the Tor is found the Shita of Tosos. You make the bracha when there's Simcha. Lulav is simcha, sukkah is simcha, and tzitzis are simcha. Not so tefillin.
He did have a bad proof for tzitzis.
Bad proof?
Like Tosfos. He grouped tzitzis and tefillin together and just brought a proof about tefillin.
Yeah, what's his proof?
He says, I'll tell you what he says. Ubeasiyas tzitzis with tefillin, lotak in here, can you move up a parachat chelas?
Right. No mentioning of those brachos.
So it's
right. Right. I mean, why doesn't he also mention anything about tzitzis?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about tzitzis. Did the Gemara
mention this? The Gemara mentions just the bracha. Doesn't mention Shechiyana. I think that's his point.
He mentions tzitzis. Maybe he just brought down the Gemara about tefillin.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if it's the same Gemara. You know. But then he brings this Maria Bahu, who says that the position of the Torah is. What? That we don't follow Tosefta. That we just don't follow Tosefta. We don't follow that Tosefta. You don't make Shechiyanu. Except when it's a mitzvah Yizman Lazman. Right? Doesn't he say that? One second. I'm sorry, not the Maria Bahu. That's a mistake. It's the Shlomo Luria, I guess. The Marash Luria. Marash Luria says, Al Divri Abeinu She'ein Nogin Kein. Ain't Nogin Kane. Vinir de Zel Misham de Svile, da Tosos per Gulava Rava, Tosim be Pshita Shalavarch al Tzitzis Velo al Tfilin. The Safi Brochus Lahakel. Al Dinir de Gamakilim Chadasha Vayvarch, Kidikasu al Tosos. The Sham al Shame Rav Shirgon, the Losam Chinan al Hahi, the Harowe, in Brochus. The Mavarch al Kim Chadasha, Mida Maskinan Perk Bechom Arvin, the Beinan Midi de Osim is Mamazman. El de Kashal Zamifidinaben. Lafina is daiti, says the Beis Yosef. Yer lomar baha kivan de ina pidyon chal ela laacha chodesh yamim chashvin lei kviyale izman ulevarach shechiyanu. V'chei matzatzvi devi aran perek ulevarava. Masein kein betzitzes tzum azuzah de lo kviyale izman v'leka nami simcha bepshitas ein levarach ela akim chadashim. Nakin levarach v'ashir gon yachid hu v'ayin lekaman reish chav gimel. Alright, let's take it slow. What's he saying here? What's the Torah saying? First, he brings this Maria Bahu who says that what? Anyone? Tamar Beinu Hav Mitam Kanakim Chadashim, like the Baal Iter says. A different pshat. That the reason why he's doing it is because it's like a new beged, which we saw yesterday also, right? Kelim Chadashim. Then he says that the Marash Luria has a different approach. The Divrei Rabbeinu Shein Nogin came Veneer the Zeo Mishum the Svilei the Tosafos Perek Lo Arava Tosim Pshita Shlo Avarach Lo Al Tzitzis Lo Al Tzilin. So we broke his law. Sometimes we just don't follow this Tosafta. We follow the position of the Tosos. Okay. What else do we have here? The Baal Itur. What's the sheet of the Baal Itur? The sheet of the Baal Itur is like this. The sheet of the Baal Itur is Tzitzis don't have Shechianu. Why not? Does he cite the Baal Itur here? Where do we see the Baal Itur just quoted? Well, towards the end, he's talking about the Yeshiva Baal Itur. You want to just grab down the Baal Itur, if you don't mind? Sure. It's the last two, those, the first of those two blue volumes on the top shelf. Yes. All the way on top. Maybe I'm very sensitive. The Baal Itur's Lashon is like this. Tzitzis lo kvile zman. Tzitzis doesn't have one specific moment in time, therefore what? Lo kvile zman v'lo mevarchina leha shechiyan u'mestabrlon b'shoshe kana talas v'osibot tzitzis mechadash mevarchin shechiyanu d'lo gar mikilim chadashim. So Beis Yosef is explaining the tour not like the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like who? Like what? Like the Tosefta. The Torah is seemingly paskening in part like the Rambam. But the Beis Yosef comes along and says, no, he's not really paskening like the Rambam. He's saying that there's a different reason why Talos is Shechianu worthy, because it's like Kelim Chadashim. Kelim Chadashim, that's what the Baal Itur says.
Does Beis Yosef say who he actually called like, or is he just only explaining the Torah, whether he agrees or not?
He's trying to explain the Torah, but when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, grab a Shulchan Aruch then, or Mishnah Berurah for that matter, you can just take a. It's the same Simon. Simon Chav Beis, it's one, probably one Seif, Chav Beis.
Yeah.
What does he say? Kana.
Kana Talas Vasa Bat Sitzis, Nevar Shechianu, the Lord Gar Mikhem Chadashim.
Mikhem Chadashim. That's the Beis Yosef's understanding of why you make Shechianu on Talas.
Right.
Why the Lo Gar Mikhem Chadashim? That's the Baal Itur. That's the Beis Yosef over here.
Right. My money.
Right. That. Okay. So now let's sum up and see if we could try to explain what's going on here. So the Mechaber says that on Tzitzis you make a Shechianu when you buy a new, when you acquire a new talis. Why? Because of Kelim Chadashim. That's the position of the Maria Bahuv, and that's also the position of the Baal HaItur. What did Tosos say, by the way? Our Tosos in Sukkah.
About which point?
Tzitzis. Why does Tzitzis get...
Why doesn't it get?
Because no Simcha. Right?
Which says, Mepharash Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'am Mevarach, Tefillin and Shal Yad, Tefillin and Shal Rosh. Ilu Lesos Tefillin and Mevarach, Tefillin and Shal Rosh.
Like, yeah, I'm saying, but towards the end, doesn't he say that to Kelim Chadashim?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a mitzvah sheish la simcha, tiknu shechianu. Doesn't say tzitzis again.
Towards the end, I'm saying, doesn't he say
tzitzis?
No, not tzitzis, but doesn't he say about the kelim chadashim? Okay, so what would be the nafkami between these two shitas over here? The Mechaber, according to the way the Beis Yosef is laying the Torah, ultimately leads the Mechaber to, or based on the way the Beis Yosef is laying the Torah, ultimately leads the Mechaber to say that you only make a Shech Yonu on the Talis because it's Kli Chadash. Kli Chadash. Alright? So let's take the following case. You took an old garment and you put tzitzis on it. What do you say?
Is it only when you make it? Oh, you mean that is considered making it?
Yeah, that'll be making it. You don't have to make the right, you don't have to make it. What do you say? I take an old sheet and I put tzitzis on it and now I start wearing it.
What do I say? According to who?
You tell me. What did Rambam say?
You say Shechianu.
You say Shechianu, right?
Why not?
You say Shechianu. Because what's the Rambam's reason why you say Shechianu?
It's the object itself.
What does he say? What's his Lashon? You got the Rambam from there?
Yeah.
Not because it came in Chadashim.
You know Kenan?
So read again.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, the chen kol mitzvah mitzvah shi kinyan lo. If you want tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, malach, kinyan lo.
We have to explain what that means, all right? What does it mean, kinyan lo?
Let's say it's an all shi
tayyir.
It's not a kinyan. Like you bought.
Well, the kinyan not necessarily on that. That's what I'm saying. Well, let's say you had the mezuzah and you never had a doorpost. Now you have a doorpost. Now it's kinyan lo because you got the mezuzah, right? You can't do anything with it. You have the wood. And you have the wherewithal to make a railing, but you don't have a flat roof. So you tell me because I own the wood, and now I first put up the makkah, and I can't make it because it's not kinyan lo. Kinyan lo sounds like something on the mitzvah, right? That's what I'm trying to explain what that means. What about the other shitos? What about the shita of the who do we have? The Maria Bahu, the Baal Itor, and the Shulchan Aruch, for that matter. What would they say? You have an old sheet, now you put tzitzis on it.
You have an old sheet, you put tzitzis on it. What do they say, Simcha?
Well, they say only Kelim Chadashim. Not Kelim Chadashim.
It's not?
Not if you have it, if it's old, right?
According to the Torah, you would if that's the first time, because of the mitzvah.
No, that's what he's saying. Mechaber, yeah. Baskins, what's his Lashon? Did you just read it? Only because it's Logar Mi Kelim Chadashim.
Right.
That's based on his understanding of the Torah.
Right.
You would not make it. What about tefillin? What about tefillin?
Mm-hmm. Tefillin?
No.
If what? You bought new tefillin?
Yeah.
According to Rambam, you would, right? Rambam.
Yeah. Well, why isn't the Chavar not saying, why is it not Kelim Chadashim?
Because there's a, you have to keep your body clean.
So it's not any Kelim Chadashim, it's only Kelim Chadashim where you have Simcha.
Right.
Right? There has to be an element of Simcha. Shechianu is just not on anything. Even b'zmanzeh, a guy buys something that's very insignificant, you're not going to get Shechianu. So it's Simcha is given. Now the question is, well, what kind of Simcha? So Kelim Chadashim is a Simcha. So I'll buy Kelim Chadashim, I'll make, if it's something that causes Simcha, I'll make Shechianu. Lo garmin Kelim Chadashim. Ah, what about tefillin? But he says, no, there's no Simcha there, he's so nervous. Right? He's very scared.
Right.
Constantly fearful that you're going to be doing something wrong with the tefillin. So even when you acquire it, there's not such great simcha there. And that's what he seems to be saying.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Rambam?
It's a kinyan.
Kinyan law. Kinyan law. Right. So listen to this Bach now. Listen to this Bach. Bach also has an issue with the tour. Right?
So here's a quick recap. Rambam says that you do say Shechianu on this.
On tzitzis and tefillin, the tour only says tour, and subsequently I would say the Mechaber also only have it by tzitzis. The reason why the tour has it only by tzitzis is because it's like a Kli Chadash.
Yep.
Listen to the Bach. You know what? I think I accidentally read the Bach before. Sorry. The Shita, so most of what the Beis Yosef cites is in the Bach also. I read the Bach. That's why there was a little bit of a problem before. The Beis Yosef's Lashon is V'yish L'tmol Rabbeinu Shekosov Gabi Tzitzin V'Rach Shechina V'lo Kosov King Gabi Tzfilin Rabbeinu Ha'godom Ha'riyabav Kosov the Svirle Rabbeinu the Lo Kaimulon Kahi Tosefta El Eino M'Varach Shechina El Al-Mitzvah Shim Yizman L'Zman K'demash Mashach Kosov V'Hilchos Pesach Simen Toflam Beis Gabi Bir Chometz. That's another good question. Why don't we make a Shechianu on Bir Chametz? That's Zman L'Zman. No Simcha. U'mishimach Yilo Kosa B'Tfilin Shivarach Shechianu. Mashach Kosa B'Tzitza Shivarach Shechianu. Inu Mitam HaMitzah Al Mitam Kana Kein L'Chadoshim Chen Kosa Bal Iter. Oh, that's where I saw the Bal Iter. V'zeh L'Shono Tzitzis Lo Kvi Le'Zman V'lo Mevarachin Yilo Shechianu. Umistabradon Bishoshek Kana Talas Vosibil Titus Machadesh Michadash Mevarchan Shachyan the Logar Mikan Khadashim. Alright, that's what I should have read before. The Bach, what's the distinction in the Bach? The Bach says that there's a difference between tzitzis and tefillin. That tzitzis, there's a simcha because of the first time you wear it, you have a strong simcha that you'd be able to be reminded of all the mitzvahs. So, but by tefillin and mezuzah, you don't have that. But now, we mentioned yesterday. What? I didn't mention Sefer Torah. What would you say about Sefer Torah?
Yeah, okay.
When you write the Sefer Torah, would you say Sefer Torah?
Or call it a Sefer Torah.
Well, the mitzvah is to write it, so
right.
Let's say.
Yeah, I thought so. That's a simple way to take great care of it.
I mean, is it like tefillin?
Like, yeah,
is it like tefillin?
It's a little iffy, that reason. Because the mitzvah itself is
you can make a shechian on tzitzis because tzitzis reminds you of tariq mitzvahs.
But
I'm not going to make a shechian on the Torah itself. That's fair.
You would have to make a shechian on
the
Torah. Guy buys a car, he's very happy. He's going to make a shechian. He buys a sefer Torah, he's not going to shechian.
Well, the car only costs $3,000. The sefer Torah costs $30,000.
What about tefillin? Why would you say something about tefillin?
No, that's what we're wondering. So we need to find
it. Specifically sefer Torah.
What do you mean?
So you said a guy buys a car, he buys a Sefer Torah. Same thing for tefillin.
The tefillin, you could say, I need gufnaki, I need him to have to
make
a
year. The guy has to take care of the car, he has to make sure nothing happens to it.
But he's happy about it.
So he could be happy about tefillin.
Sodom, by the way, they're very limited in what they say, Shechin, in practice. Despite what it says in the sugyas, I'm not talking about mitzvahs, but in general, when they buy things, they make on, I think I mentioned once, suits and fruits. That's their rule. Suits and fruits.
They just want it to be easy to remember.
New clothes. New clothes and new fruits. Like on other acquisitions, they're not so big on making
new car.
Yeah, those type of cases. Where Moshe writes, guy buys a new car for his own use, and make a shekhi, buys it for, let's say, family use, tatova meitiv. Again, it's a subjective. Maybe it's not a big deal for you. Guy's collector, you know, he has a lot of, maybe it's not a big deal. But
TV.
The top. What's that?
Extreme TV. That's not a question.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends really on the...
No, that should be tossed right into the dumpster.
That's
a
mixture.
Nice.
Yeah. Liquid.
So look at the Taz. You didn't take out the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, full collection.
The Taz. Yeah, let's put some stuff back. If nothing else, then it was good for your own personal enjoyment.
Thank you.
The Taz. I guess we're not going to have time to fully exhaust this Taz, but the Taz brings down this Beis Yosef. Bring down the Beis Yosef's Kasher. Brings down the Maria Bahu. Now listen to this pshat. Listen to this pshat. What's the lashon of tour? We put the tour back away already. But the he says the tour. What? You can be.
Oh,
it's okay. I know. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay,
what was it? You say the tour is Chabez.
Oh, okay.
You can be. It's one line, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just open the
interior. The Samachta to you. Right, so the Taz are like this. He has a kash on the Beis Yosef's pshat. He has a kash on the Beis Yosef's pshat. Says the Lashon Tur is not indicative of the Beis Yosef's pshat, of the Maria Baum's pshat, because he only mentioned Tzitzis, doesn't mention Talis, right?
Right.
Oh, said Tzitzis La'atzma. What does that sound like? That sounds like you're talking more about some kind of mitzvah. You don't say anything about kelim chadashim. You're not saying talis chadash. Tzitzis is different than talis, right? The Torah's lashon is very specific, I would say. So he doesn't like the Beis Yosef, says the Taz. He says show his kirav tzitzis lo talis. V'nira kavana satur dememela neida gam betfilin came the maishna. He says it sounds like the Torah is telling you something about a chafetz shel mitzvah, and it should also hold true of tefillin. Don't make all these fancy chilukim between tzitzis and tefillin, because the Torah didn't really intend to distinguish between tzitzis and tefillin. But halo b'tosefta, look at the tosefta, gamlo hiskirak tzitzis. The tosefta itself, when he mentions tefillin and tzitzis, doesn't mention anything about new talis, it mentions tzitzis. The kavanazu. He called them aslam, it's tefillin. So what do you see with the talis? No, the Beis Yosef's pshat is wrong. It's wrong. What did the Beis Yosef say about the Torah? They said that the Torah is not like the Tosefta, and rather it's pasuking like Tosfos. So the Taz is saying, you know, want to know something? The Torah really holds that Tefillin also get a Shech Geno, just like Tzitzis. But not because of Kehem Chadashim. Not because of Kehem Chadashim. Why then? So look what he writes here. Mikomokom, this is the latter portion of the Taz over here. What's the matter?
No.
I'm sorry, you said yes. Or you said
no. The door.
Someone's still there?
No.
Oh, cool. Hey, you're gay. Hey, you're gay.
What's your
name? Come on, you're gay.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Mikol Mokom. Bein Betzitzis, Bein Betfilin, Yesh Levarach B'Pam HaRishona, Shem Levarach Aleihem. The first time that you make a blessing on them, says you should in fact say the Shech Yonu on them. Pam HaRishona, Shem Levarach Aleihem, Shech Yonu. K'mo Shekotzer Amor, B'Yoredei HaSim Chof Ches, L'Nin Kisi Adam. And that's what we ended off with yesterday. You may recall that we ended off with that Ramah yesterday in Hilchos Shkita. That was the Ramah I mentioned a moment ago. But the Ramah says that when you shech for the first time, when you make the kisui, you make a shech yanu. Says the Taz, you know what? That Ramah is not only talking about shechita and kisui adam. That Ramah is talking about the performance of mitzvos. You get to do the mitzvah tzitzis for the first time, you make a shech yanu. You get to do the mitzvah tzon for the first time, you make a shech yanu. And you see the Taz is totally moving away from the idea of kinyan on kelim chadashim. Because what does he say? What's his lashon? Yesh levarich b'pam rishon shemevarich aleihem. First time it's like with the performance. The first time you're doing the mitzvah, you're going to make a shech yanu. So who's the Taz ruling like? Who's the Taz ruling like?
Tosfos.
The Taz. Say again. You just throwing that out there? No, the Taz is ruling like the Rambam.
Really?
Yeah, because the Rambam says on
Tzitzis. You're going away from Kenyan things.
I'm saying everybody.
I'm saying, but the Tosos took out Tzitzis and Tefillin.
Right.
Rambam said you make on Tzitzis and Tefillin. Mm-hmm. That's also the opinion of the Tosafta. Right? That's also the opinion of the Tosafta.
So what did the Taz just say about the Rambam?
Says that whether you're talking about tzitzis or tefillin, you should make a bracha on the first time that you do the mitzvah, like the Rama says in Yerodeya, regarding kisi adam. Umine lechol mitzvah she'adam oseh pam rishon mevarach shechianu.
So any new mitzvah.
That's right. Any mitzvah you're doing for the first time.
Okay.
Any new mitzvah.
So that means 13-year-olds should be saying a lot of shechianu.
Well, that's really what I want to get to. So let's just end with this gra, and then we'll try to take this a little further tomorrow. But you look at the gra over here. The gra says. on the Siman Chaf Beis. See the Biagra? I'm not going to read the whole Arichos over there. You have to have very good eyes, but oh, you don't have a Shulchan anyway. Right. So he says the Mavarchin Shechiyano Ba'asiyas Tzitzis Betalis La'atzmo.
So if this is really any mitzvah, then it should apply to any mitzvah you do for the very first time.
Well, one second. I mean, the Gra is saying a little differently now. He's Marich over here. He's passing like the Tosefta and like the Rambam. Let's say you buy. Let's say you buy a ready-made. No, because the Taz doesn't say that.
Oh, the Taz.
Taz does not say that.
Yeah, everyone else does.
What's the lashon of the Rambam? Because it's Kinyon. Does he also say Ha'osa?
It's not the Rambam. Well, he says in the next one, "Aval inu mevar shechiyano ela mitzvah osa osa liatmo."
That's not the way the Taz seems to be learning over here. Taz says the first time you do the mitzvah, pam rishona shalova shatal so tefil nivarach shechiyano. No. Actually, doesn't that sound his lashon? His lashon is yesh levarach pam rishona shemevarich aleihem. His first time using it, first time doing the mitzvah with it, you make shechiyano. That does not seem to be the way that the Rambam is learning. Not the way that the Gra is learning. The Gra is learning like the Rambam, like the Tosefta, that you do it ba'asiyas when you produce the. So the that's the, that makes sense now. The why the tour would distinguish between tzitzis and tefillin. Because tzitzis, you can make your own tzitzis. Tefillin, you don't generally make your own tefillin. Right.
So we're
just the Matzias.
We're refining the Torah to say something that you create.
So that's the Gra. The Gra is now learning that way. The Taz is not learning that way in the Torah.
So Gra
is learning that way in the Torah.
So then, when you get a new Galman, you wouldn't
in the Torah.
He's not convinced that you have to read the Torah that way, right?
Really?
Yeah, because
it's just Atzmo Barashah.
I mean, that's the Gemara's lashon also.
Okay.
Right.
I guess. Yeah.
So any Hefzah Shel Mitzvah somebody creates.
No, but the Gra says it's dafka. It's dafka when you make it yourself.
And
you
can
make it yourself for yourself. Listen, you make it yourself for someone else.
Ha'osa la'atzma. Ha'osa la'atzma. The Gra is very specific. Look at the Lashon of the Gra. Ha'osa tefillin. He says it's not, you don't find this Lashon of the Torah, ha'osa tefillin. Why? Because it's not the man to make tefillin for yourself. The sofer does it. Someone else does it.
So la'atzma means you're making it for yourself. Yep, yourself. You're not making it yourself for someone.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So the guy would be making like a batim machas going to be making shachian or a sofer? No.
Right.
All right. So the gross is the tour means any hefzah shel mitzvah that a person makes for himself.
For himself specifically, right? And he doesn't. He totally rejects Tosos because he says Tosos is a steer. The steer between Tosos and Menachos and Tosos in Sukkah, and therefore he just totally rejects the sheet of Tosos, the gross. All right, let's just sum up quickly, and then maybe we'll be in good stead to try to get a little bit of Hezbo here, at least a different Sheetus. I don't think we're going to be able to answer up all the questions. Tosos and the Maria Bahu that's cited by the Beis Yosef, the Bala Itor, and the Tur, according to them, all right, according to them, the Tur also are of the opinion, you don't make a Shechiyano on Tefillin, you don't make a Shechiyano on Tefillin. When it comes to Tzitzis, the Tur and those who explain the Tur say, if you take a talis and you put tzitzis on it, then you make shechiyano. Why? Kelim chadashim. It's kelim chadashim. However, the Rambam holds tzitzis and tefillin, and the Bach according to his understanding of the Tur. When you make tzitzis, according to the Taz, when you tzitzis and tefillin, you make shechiyano. And according to the Gra, what was it? if you make shachiyano when you make the mitzvah for your for yourself. She'osa la'atzma. The problem with all this is, again, this is the same Ramah that we just saw cited here. Ramah says, Misha shachat pamarisha mevarach shachiyano ala kisui. That's not osa la'atzma. You didn't make it. I mean, you did the mitzvah. That's a little different. The Taz is citing that Ramah. That's not necessarily making the Chatzah Shal mitzvah. That's doing the mitzvah. That's doing the mitzvah. Someone else made the tzitzah. Someone else made the tefillin. You're doing the mitzvah for the first time. Right? Misha shachar par misha mevarach shachiyano al kisui aval lo hashchita, because of the, you know, the snuffing out of the life. Where is that from? That's from the Gemara Menachos. Rashi says those two pshatim that we mentioned. Tosos over there say it was something that was Baal Mizman al Azman. So a lot of different sheetahs here. I mean, I know we didn't say much in the way of Hezbollah, in the way of Swar, but at least to get the sheetahs out on the table, maybe tomorrow we'll try to take it a step further. So what's the story? Tomorrow Rebbe's giving shiat at 10:30. Okay, so maybe we'll start at 9:15. We'll just finish up the halacha. We'll spend maybe 15-20 minutes just finishing up that, and then whatever time we have left, we'll try to take this a little further. Okay? Is that good? There's a pre-tala, the famous pre-tala that everyone quotes in this also, so take a look at that.
There's a pre-tala.
It's in a